So just an update, FYI.
Thank you, Jeanette. Any questions? Right. Anything else, Jeanette?
No, that's it.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, this is Tim Webb. I should have spoken up earlier. I was an attendee in the previous minute meeting, and I'm not listed as other attendees. Just don't know if that's important, but I was in attendance.
We can amend the minutes. Thank you. Charles, investment policy, please.
Yes, so Chair, if you could put that up. As many of you were in the CHESLA meeting, you know, this is the biannual review of the investment policy, also for CSLF. And, you know, here's the red line version, just like I'd shown you for CHESLA before, followed by a clean version, which at the end has the resolution that you will vote on. For CSLF, there are only two changes that we'll be looking at. If you could go to page 10, which I think is the next change, the next page, yes. So as you saw with CHESLA, here is a sentence being added once again to maintain consistency across the three policies. And then at the bottom, you will also see the insertion of the title for my role as having responsibility in the investments for CSLF. Those are the two changes.
I'd like to ask the same question I asked with respect to CHESLA. Who is the custodian of the non-trusted funds for CSLF? Is it also a U.S. bank?
Is it well, the trustee, I believe, is it Deutsche Bank, Tim?
I don't believe, is it Deutsche Bank? I'd have to double check.
It's a BNY Mellon,
right?
Yes.
Correct. And
Deutsche Bank, I believe, is the auction agent.
right.
But
And then their non-trust funds are, you know, again invested in STIF. And I believe we, Joanne, or we have those in an account. Is Joanne on?
sorry,
Yeah, do we
sorry.
have those in? Go ahead.
So yeah, they're invested in STIF, and the checking is Bank of America. And the trust accounts are definitely held at BNY, and their debt service reserve at BNY is held in STIF as well.
Right, but with respect to the non-trust accounts, we are the name on the STIF investment. There's no custodian separately.
Correct.
So there's something in the investment policy statement that we ought to change. I have to look at it, or maybe Charles can while we're going on, which says all of the funds will be held by a custodian. Maybe Charles, you can find that for me. I guess I can look
I
for
think it's on page 3. It's under safekeeping.
it. Right. Maybe you want to make an exception for stiff funds. I don't know. Page 3, let's see what it says.
That's up the non-black line. I'm sorry, Marty, page 3.
Right. It says all investments are securities set for the opening agent and the non-bond sale be held third-party safekeeping. Maybe you have to change that first sentence.
Okay. Okay.
Right,
Yeah,
we can
to the
change
extent.
that to reflect where things are.
Maybe it's sort of say except for stiff funds or something like
Right.
that.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So I'm happy to move acceptance of the revised investment policy with that change.
Thank you, Marty.
Yeah,
Is
thank
there a
you.
second? Marty's made the motion to accept the investment policy with
This
that one change. Is there a second?
is Bettina. I will second.
Thank you, Bettina. So it's been made and seconded to accept the investment policy with one change as previously stated. Any further comments, questions, discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you, Charles, very much for your work on that. Marty, thank you for that clarification. Okay, is it going to be Tom who walks us through the auditor's report?
Well, let's start with Carly and her walk through the management discussion.
So I have a few key points that I will go through for CSLF. Page 85 of the PDF, please, Kara. Okay. All right, these are the wrong pages. Sorry.
What page are you looking for?
One second. I'm looking for the schedules. I'm just scrolling down quickly here.
Supplemental schedule start on 87 at PDF.
Thank you. Okay, page 90, 93, thank you. Operating revenues increased year over year from $4.8 million to $6.2 million. 97% of revenues are generated from student loan interest. Operating expenses also increased year over year from $3.5 million to $5.5 million. Interest expense on bonds represents the greatest increase from $1.8 million to $4.3 million and represents 77% of operating expenses. And other trust-related services represent 22%. Total operating income decreased by $0.6 million year over year. Total non-operating expense increased by $1.5 million due to the increase in transfers to CHESLA, net of the income investment income. The change in net position from fiscal 2023 is a decrease of $3.4 million. The previous page, 92, please. Thank you. The total assets decreased by $30 million year over year, reflecting the receipt of student loan payments. Total liabilities decreased by $26 million. And total net position for CSLF as of June 30, 2023 was $19.6 million. That's all that I have.
Okay. Any questions for Carly? Anything? All right. The 990 review.
Yep. So I think that would be me, right? Yep. You guys want me to go over that?
Yep.
Okay. So the 990 is in draft, subject to everyone's approval here. I will go over the form briefly. The form has not changed in any material way, really in a few years, but definitely since last year. And it's been a while since I've done this on Zoom. Am I sharing?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sharing the 990? Doesn't look
yes.
Good. So the form, so the couple pages I think is worth going over and spending the time with, and we can go over in more detail other pages if you'd like us to. But the first page, the first section I want to show you is pages 9, 10, 11. That's the income statement, the expenses, or the revenues, the expenses, and the balance sheet. So page 9 are your revenues. Page 10 are the expenses done in a functional expense format. And page 11 is the statement of net position of balance sheet. These numbers come directly from the financial statements themselves. So we make sure that they reconcile and are lifted from CSLF's records. The next part I think we should go over is the, apologize, doesn't come right up. The checklist of policies and governing body and management. There are several questions on here that the IRS asks, and there is no right or wrong answer other than just answering it in the right way for the organization. The answers are all checked in the way that we would hope to see. Basically, you have policies and procedures that the IRS is asking about, such as whistleblower policies, document retention, and destruction policy. So this is a page, which is page 6 of the 990, that as board members and people interested in CSLF should be looking at, making sure that A, that the answers are correct, and B, that you're aware that you have these things as well. So, but again, no changes from last year. And then the last part of the return I just want to point your attention to is this Schedule I. This appears a couple of different spots, but this is basically a, the grants made between CSLF and CHESLA, which is $4.25 million. So this shows up here. It also shows up as a transaction with a related party. But it's probably the most significant transaction that individually gets disclosed on the return. But overall, again, the information was prepared from the audited statements themselves, information from management, and, the same answers and the same questions being answered the same way as last year and in prior years as well.
Charles, this is Marty Budd. Did you prepare this or did the accountants prepare it?
The accountants prepared it, and then we reviewed it, ticked and tied the numbers, and found consistency with last year's report as well. So a thorough review on our end. The only changes, of course, the numbers, but really, as is being displayed here on the screen, we provided some more detail about the usage of that $4.25 million over in the far right column, right? Last year, it has more uses this year than it had last year, so we had to add to that.
I'm happy to move the resolution, which appears at the bottom, or Form B, paragraph B on the resolutions. I have some problems with respect to the resolution A, which refers to the full audited statements, but I'm happy to move the resolution B, which only applies to the 990, and it approves the filing of the form.
Well, let's try to take them in order, Marty. What are your reservations on?
I would like to use the same form that, if it's okay, that we used for CHESLA, to say the portion of the audited financial statements that reflect CSLF, that we accept them.
Oh.
Right now, this is worded that we approve the audited financials as a whole.
And
acceptance is probably a better term. I think that we more see acceptance than approval. I think technically you are accepting them, not
Charles, and I also think we ought to only accept that portion that applies to CSLF. We don't really have the CHIFA experience.
Right.
Hi.
Right.
Hi, sorry. I believe the minutes last year were stated that way as they pertain to CSLF. So I believe when it was approved last year, that was the language that was in the minutes.
Good. All right. But that's not the language that's here. And so I'd like to use that other language.
Okay. So just to keep things in order, would you like to make the motion, Marty, with your amended language for
For the audited financials, that portion which applies to CSLF is accepted.
Only CSLF. Fine. Thank you. Is there a second on that motion?
Second, Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew. Is there further discussion? Any discussion or comments? All right, hearing none, all those in favor of accepting the financials with Marty Budd's clarification as they pertain only to CSLF, please say aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? Are there any abstentions? Thank you. Motion carries. Now, Marty, you were prepared to move on the not acceptance.
990, right. Authorize its filing.
Authorize its filing. Motion's been made. Is there a second? I'm happy to second it. Is there any discussion on the motion to move forward with the filing of the 990?
Aye.
Please say aye.
I can't come yet. I'm still in my meeting.
All right. That we just got.
Anyone opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right, the last item under this agenda item, the report on management assertions. Tom, is that you or Carly?
Yeah, I think it's team effort. Nikki, okay. I have it up on the screen, Nikki. She may have it quicker than I. Or actually, it's included in your package, right? I can pull it up from that.
Yes, it is.
Does somebody have it available? Carly, you weren't controlling the slides before.
Yeah, what page number in the package?
I think it's at the end. I can pull it up also. I'm trying. Okay.
97. That's the slide, the PDF number.
Okay, perfect, yeah. Okay, so as part of our engagement, we do, it's called an agreed upon procedures report. This focuses on a loan service by Ed Financial. And if you go to the next page, the page after that is our report. We've completed the procedures we were engaged to complete. They are on the next page. And you'll have, you know, what you do with these procedures is you implement them, you review the procedure, and then you state the results. The results from the procedures we do, I believe there's two procedures, didn't result in any findings. So the main purpose of what we're doing is that the servicer is being looked at by another firm, and our procedures is to make sure that there are no findings in that other firm. So we're kind of reporting findings that someone else would have reported or had findings of. But if you go to the next page after this, it's a summary, or this is the summary, and then the next page is where the other report starts. So I apologize. Keep going. I forget what's included in this all the time. Okay. So the attachment to our report is the lender servicer attestation report. So this is the report where our work comes into effect for you, which is to review this report, to document any findings, and make sure there was no recommendations that need to be implemented. And for the second year in a row, there were none. And looking back a few years, I don't think there's been concerns either. So nothing unexpected through these results or anything to be concerned about.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Tom. Denise, this requires a vote, I believe. Yes, yeah. To accept. All right. Are there any questions for Tom? All right. Is there a motion to accept the report on management's assertion?
Let me say that's not what this resolution says. It says the Board of Directors Foundation has reviewed the report on management's assertions and the Board of approves the report of management assertions. I'm sure there's another thing that they have provided that is called management assertions, usually, and this is only with respect to, I think, compliance. Is that correct? This is only with respect to compliance.
It's necessary for compliance with DOE.
Right.
Or FFELP loans, federal loans.
So can we add management's assertions with respect to compliance?
I think that's fine.
Yeah.
And with that addendum, management assertions with respect to compliance, I'm happy to make the motion.
Okay. Thank you, Marty. So the motion's been made to accept the report with the added wording of management assertion regarding compliance. Marty's made the motion. Is there a second? Anyone?
Second? This is Bettina. I'll second.
Thank you, Bettina. So the motion's been made and seconded to accept the report. Any further comments or questions?
Yeah, I did. On the report, it says, signed by Jeanette, we have disclosed to you all known matters contradicting with the compliance with Chapter 3 of Section Code of the Guide. We've disclosed to you any communication from regulatory agencies, internal auditors, other independent accounts. Were there any of these reports in paragraph 4 or 5 of your letter to the accountants?
No.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know is that your letter that refers to we've disclosed all of these things, whether you disclosed any. Thank you.
Okay. So now we can proceed with the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. The report is approved. Okay. I know we're going to lose Bettina in about 3 or 4 minutes. You've got a hard stop at 2, so maybe we can move through the bond redemption activity quickly.
Yes, we can. We'll keep it brief. Good afternoon, everyone. Just for the record, Justin Schwartz, Financial Reporting Manager at Goal Solutions. The bond activity starts on page 112 of the package. During the quarter, there were 2.5 million of bonds redeemed, which is considerably less than last quarter's total of 9.6 million. Last quarter, of course, benefited from the wave of refinances that we saw at the end of the fourth quarter last year. The total bond outstanding balance at the end of this quarter is 75.9 million, and that represents a 3% decline from last quarter. Moving to the next page, page 113, looking at some of the characteristics on the FFELP portfolio, the weighted average coupon decreased 6 basis points from 6.81 to 6.75%, and the weighted average remaining term increased slightly from 206.5 to 207.5 months. Looking at loans in forbearance and repayment, forbearances increased from 6.24 to 10.13%, and repayments decreased from 90.34% of the portfolio to 87.19%. And really, that concludes my comments today. Thanks for your time.
Any questions for Justin? Anyone? All right. Thank you, Justin. Okay, I believe that concludes the agenda as presented. Is there any other business anyone would like to bring forward? Any items of business for the good of the cause? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn our CSLF meeting. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Marty. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Andrew. Any comments, questions, or objections to adjourning? Mm-mm. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you all very, very much for your time today. We are adjourned.